Love and Like Evangelism, Chapter 8, The Methods, New Testament Parables. Key verse. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. Mark chapter 4, verse 33. Introduction. In the previous lesson, you studied New Testament methods of evangelism. There are many New Testament parables which teach more about the evangelism process. A parable is a story which uses an example from the natural world to illustrate a spiritual truth. The actual meaning of the word parable is to lay beside, to compare. In parables, Jesus compared natural examples with spiritual truths. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. In this lesson, you will study New Testament parables which teach principles of evangelism. Why parables? The disciples once asked Jesus why he used parables to teach spiritual truths. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. Jesus answered, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Understanding of spiritual truths taught in parables was given to the disciples because they had spiritual minds. Those without spiritual minds heard the parables and failed to understand them. Spiritual truths can only be understood by a spiritual mind. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. A spiritually minded man is one who has been born again spiritually. Those with spiritual minds understand parables. Those with carnal, sinful minds cannot understand. Parables about evangelism. Jesus told many parables which concern evangelism and explain how the kingdom of God will spread throughout the world. Study the following parables. The Lost Sheep, Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14. Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. The Lost Coin, Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. The Lost Son, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. These parables reveal God's concern for the lost and the urgency with which you should seek them. It does not matter why they are lost. The sheep wandered away. The coin was lost through carelessness. The son was lost through his own rebellion. God is not concerned with how men are lost, only that they be found. You are to make every effort to find those lost in sin. You are to go where they are, not wait for them to come to you. The Empty Banquet Table, Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 23. Evangelism should not stop just because some refuse to respond to the invitation of the gospel. You are to seek the spiritually hungry and bring them into the spiritual banquet prepared by the Lord. The Barren Fig Tree, Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. The fig tree is a natural symbol of the nation of Israel. God raised up Israel as a nation through which he could reveal the kingdom to the world. God tried to get the tree of Israel to bring forth fruit among heathen nations by sharing their knowledge of the true God. But Israel remained barren and unfruitful. Now God has raised up the church for this purpose. God nurtures believers in an attempt to make them productive, just as he did the nation of Israel. His purpose is the same. We are to bring forth fruit among the heathen by sharing our knowledge of the true God. God is not pleased with trees that produce no fruit. The Talents, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. The Man on a Long Journey, Mark chapter 13, verses 34 through 37. The Servants, Matthew chapter 24, verses 43 through 51. Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 46. The Faithful Manager, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. These servant parables emphasize wise stewardship of the gospel, which has been entrusted to believers. Each believer is given talents or special abilities to use to spread the gospel. Whether your abilities are great or small, you must use what God has given you. When Jesus returns to earth, those who have properly used their abilities will be rewarded. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. The Sower. Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 8. Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. The gospel is spread by sowing the seed of the word of God. There can be no multiplication without the word. The fruit depends on the life that is in the seed itself, the word of God, and the response of the soil, man's response to the word of God. There will be varied responses to the sowing of the word. Your responsibility is to sow. As you sow the seed of the word of God, some soil is ready and yields a harvest. Other soil is not responsive and yields very little. Even Jesus encountered unresponsive soils in his earthly ministry. And he could do there, his own country, no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Mark chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. The tares and the wheat. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. As you evangelize and new believers are added to the church, Satan will try to defeat the process. He will sow people described as weeds among the good seed of God's kingdom. Some of the people who profess to be believers and come into the church through evangelism are not sincere. They are weeds planted by Satan. Jesus does not want you to spend time and effort trying to separate the weeds from the wheat. Keep sowing the seed and evangelizing. When Jesus returns, the weeds will be separated during the harvest. The fishing net. Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 50. Jesus compared evangelism to a great net thrown into the sea. All kinds of fish enter, but when the net is drawn to shore, the good fish are separated from the bad. The kingdom of God will draw men and women from all nations. Many will enter. Some will be sincere, others will not. In the final judgment, when God draws in the net, the good and bad will be separated. You are not called to separate, you are called to fish. The mustard seed. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 32. Mark chapter 4, verses 31 through 32. And Luke chapter 13, verse 19. The kingdom of God will multiply like mustard seed. The mustard seed is very small in the beginning, but in maturity it grows to great size. The kingdom of God on earth had a small beginning. When Jesus returned to heaven after his earthly ministry, he left behind a small group of followers to spread the gospel. That small group of believers has multiplied to thousands of followers in many nations. The leaven. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Luke chapter 13, verse 21. Like leaven in a lump of dough, the gospel will spread throughout the whole lump of the world. Like leaven, the power of the kingdom is not external, but it is internal. The vine and the branches. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 16. This parable describes the relationship between Jesus, us, and the evangelism process. He is the spiritual vine and we are the branches. We cannot bear fruit alone. We are reproductive only as we are attached to the life flow of the branch, Jesus. Jesus wants to prune your life of everything that is not reproductive, so you'll bring forth spiritual fruit that remains. The harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 through 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. In this parable, the field is the world. The harvest is the multitudes of men and women ready to respond to the gospel message. A great harvest waits to be reaped by the spiritual laborers of God. Other evangelism principles. Jesus taught other principles of evangelism in brief statements. Light of the World, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Luke chapter 8, verse 16. The gospel will spread as believers appear like lights from a city located on high ground, which can be seen from miles around. We are to bring the light of the world, Jesus, to a world filled with spiritual darkness. Salt of the earth, Luke chapter 14, verse 34. In Bible times, salt was rubbed into meat to preserve it from decay. Believers are the spiritual salt rubbed into the world with the message of preservation, salvation, which will save them from the decay, spiritual death of sin. Treasures in heaven, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Believers are not to be concerned with treasures of the world. As we share the gospel, we lay up spiritual treasures in heaven. The broad gate, Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. You cannot judge the right way in terms of numbers only. The way to hell draws many, while the way to eternal life is found by few. Many works, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Many wonderful works will be done by some people, but doing great works is not necessarily the same as doing God's will and accomplishing His purposes. God's work must be done by His people in His way. Little is much. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Everything done in the name of Jesus, even that which seems small, is productive. The miracle of the loaves and fishes illustrate how God multiplies and uses what little we have to offer. This is true of the smallest efforts at evangelizing. Growth requires change. Mark chapter 2, verses 21 through 22, and chapter 7, verse 13. New growth requires change. You cannot contain the new in old vessels of tradition and sinful lifestyles. The powerful potential of the gospel is hindered by men who cling to traditions and refuse to change. Gain by losing. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 37, chapter 10, verses 29 through 30. Receive by giving. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Worldly principles teach that you gain by obtaining more and more. Jesus taught that you gain everything when you lose everything. What appears to be loss in the natural world is gain in the spiritual world. As you give yourself to the task of world evangelism, you will gain eternal rewards. Death brings life. John chapter 12, verse 24. To be a reproductive disciple, you must die to the desires of your flesh. You must be dead to sin and abandon your own way to follow Jesus in reaping the spiritual harvest fields of the world. Summary. In relation to evangelism, the teachings of Jesus reveal that he is not pleased with fishing without catching, an empty banquet table, sowing without reaping, a tree that bears no fruit, lost sheep not brought to the fold, a lost coin that is sought but not found, lost sons that do not return, unproductive servants, unresponsive spiritual soil, ripe harvests that are not reaped. Our Father, who is not willing that one person should perish, is interested in results through evangelism. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.